All right, I am John Osier, and this is Ozone Live on Facebook. It's your weekly Jaguars social media extravaganza, if you will. And we are joined today by Jaguars tight end Mercedes Lewis. But first, because this is a social media event, over to Social Media Guy. Social Media Guy, how do the fans get involved?
If the fans have a question for Mercedes, they can go ahead and comment in the comment section.
All right, good deal. And I think I've got my ears now so I can hear Mercedes Lewis. What do you think? Good setup in here, huh?
Yeah, I like it. You guys move some stuff around, huh?
It's pretty now, nice. This is a social media, and we're live on Facebook. And I'm trying to remember, did Facebook exist when you were first in the league?
Oh, my God. I'm not that old.
Or did the internet even exist
when you first got in? Oh, my God. Black and white TV, no
Black
internet.
And white TV, the phone, all that.
Jeez. But A and B side.
All seriousness, 12 years. And that's a long time in this league. When you were first sitting here or down there or wherever, did you ever imagine 12 years in this league?
I didn't imagine 12, but I did imagine 10.
Okay.
When I first got in, we had Kyle Brady and Freddie T. Those two guys were the most instrumental in the early part of my career. And so, you know, I can remember my first practice during training camp, and I was doing really well. I remember the Oklahoma drill where guys line up.
I remember very briefly, yes.
Yeah, so I was the guy that was blocking for Freddie T against one of our veteran defensive ends, and I pancaked him. And Freddie T walked up to me. He was like, he used to call me Slim.
Okay.
I said, hey, Slim. He's like, you keep doing that, you're going to be around here for a long time. He was like, you give him your best 10, and you take 3 or 4.
I got you. So people call you Slim anymore?
Nah, not anymore. I done grown into my body a little bit, so.
But what has been the hardest thing? I mean, it's not easy to play 6 or 7 in this league, much less 12. What has been the hardest thing about that, and how have you been able to do it? Because the percentages are not with playing as long as you have.
Yeah, I think the toughest thing is maybe just staying ahead of the curve.
Right.
I think that, you know, every year you got guys coming in trying to take your job, you know. And I take pride in, you know, being on time and being professional and a consummate pro. And, you know, I've always had a routine from my 5th year on. I stuck to that. And, you know, every offseason I'm always looking, you know, to do more. And what can I do to continue to stay in front?
Now, we've talked. I've been back 6 years. So at this point I've covered about half of your career. You've seen a lot here. You've seen Jack, you've seen your boy Mike Mularkey, you've seen, and I say that as a joke, but
this is
different thing. No, you've seen a lot since you've been here. What do you think of it now? Where are they at?
I think where we are as far as the team, we're at a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, nobody's been here as long as I have.
Right.
And so they have childlike faith. You know what I mean? They don't have anything to compare it to.
Right. Which is probably a good thing, right?
Very good thing. I think the fact that I've been able to see from all different angles, from GMs to owners to coaches, I've seen it all. And I think that, you know, this year might be the best mixture of praise you when you do well, but you're going to work hard.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I'm excited for us to get out there and put some pads on and see what it's really going to be about. But I think as far as the culture, it's definitely shifted. It's definitely all about business.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go out there and have fun and play and have fun while we're doing it. But right now it's about making sure we know, you know, what's expected of us and how to play as a team and together and being smart and being tough. Once we get that down, then the fun will come.
And the format here is social media. So we go over to Social Media Guy. He's got a question for you.
Okay.
All right, Mercedes. I know you and John talked about how many years you've been in the league so far. And David wants to know, how many more years do you think you can play?
Well, this is my 12th year now. Next year, I got an option for the 3rd year. On this contract, but I mean, you know, I'm good friends with Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates. Gonzalez played for like 15. Gates is like in his 13th to 14th. I think I can get about 15.
And we've talked before. Some guys feel old at 8 years. You've always told me you don't feel anything close to old. You don't really feel that
time
you put in.
Well, here's the thing. Like, my first 4 years in the league, it was very run-based, right? Okay. So I wasn't out there running a bunch of routes. And then my fifth year, they started to throw me the ball more and target me more. And that lasted for about 3 years. And then the last, like, 2 or 3 years, I've been used to block more. Mm-hmm. So right now, at the latter part of my career, I have legs.
Okay.
Right? And I don't feel like when I wake up in the morning, I still love this game and I still
– What's harder on the body?
Passion. I think if you're a guy who's been catching passes your whole career and that's all you've done, your legs can go. If you're a guy that ran a 4.5 or a 4.4 coming out,
right,
and you like get slower throughout your career, you know, it'll show towards the end. I ran a 4.7 coming out. I'm probably either faster or the same right now.
Gotcha.
You know, and I have a balance of just being able to block really well, and I can still make plays in the passing game. So I'm pretty balanced. My body doesn't feel, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Is it still fun? I mean,
I love it.
You've been playing football, what now, 20 years?
Man,
high
long,
school,
yeah.
I mean,
it's I started playing football when I was 8 years old, and I'm 33 now. So I still wake up, you know, with the passion for it. I'm excited about it, and I'm still competing. You know, if I get out there and I feel like, no, these guys are flying all around me and I don't feel like I have the strength to do it, then I walk away on my terms. So
feel lucky.
I feel blessed.
Gotcha.
I think that
lucky's luck is probably the wrong word.
Yeah,
you
luck
work
is
to be
like,
where you are.
Luck is like the lottery.
Right.
Right. Being blessed is being able to have a little luck and a lot of hard work.
Gotcha.
And so that's, I feel blessed. I feel, I don't know. I'm just excited that, you know, my skill set has traveled no matter who's been my coach or who's been the GM or whatever. They can look on tape and when they see 89, they know what they're going to get.
So. Right. I was teasing you, haven't seen so many coaches, but that's a unique thing about what you've done is that not only have you been with the franchise for a long time, but a lot of people have seen value in what you bring, which, again, that's part of the equation in this league.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, people on Twitter or whatever, you know, the last few years, they're like, oh, man, you're not catching no passes. Whatever. Well, first of all, I can't throw the ball to myself.
Right.
Second of all, I'm a real tight end. I put my hand in the ground. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can save all that extra stuff. Like, I'm going to do whatever it is, whatever it's going to take for us to help us win games. If it's blocking the best defensive end and putting him in the ground so Fournette can run past me into the end zone, that's what it's going to be. If it's going to be jumping over somebody to catch a touchdown or down the seam or whatever, that's what I'm going to do. So, I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. I wouldn't have it any other way. My journey has made me who I am today. Just is what it is.
Back to social.
All right, Mercedes, so having played your entire career with the Jaguars, you must have a lot of great memories here. So Matt wants to know, what's your most memorable moment as a Jaguar?
Oh, gosh. My most memorable moment. I have so many. I'd have to say 2010, the Pro Bowl, I got the record for touchdowns in the season, the most touchdowns in the season against Houston. And in that game, I scored 2 touchdowns, and I think that was the one that sealed the deal for me to go to the Pro Bowl that year. And then I got voted first team All-Pro, so I think that was
pretty big moment.
Yeah, that was nice.
As you said, you've had different times in your career, pass catcher for a while, run blocker for a while, so have been able to show.
For sure.
A lot of versatility. One more from social.
okay, this one comes from Michael on Facebook. He wants to know, who's the toughest defensive end or outside linebacker you've ever had to block?
Toughest defensive end. I find that guys that are more built like me, the 6'6", long arms, those guys are is tougher. But I think that having to block Mathis and Freeney over the course of my career, back-to-back, you know, I'll be on one side as Freeney, and I'll go to the other side as Robert Mathis. I think those guys help me become better because they give you different looks. They're fast. They can power rush, all that. So Playing against those guys twice a year for, you know, the most of my career was tough. And as far as the outside linebacker, I normally dominate outside linebackers that are on the ball. So was it James Harrison from the Steelers?
Right.
He's tough because he's like a hammerhead and he's like 5'11". So I think that, you know, trying to get under his pads is a little tougher, but normally linebackers that are on the line of scrimmage, that's food to me.
Gotcha. Do you like that challenge? I mean, a lot of tight ends don't want to do the dirty work, but you're sitting here talking about doing that and there's a sparkle when you talk about it.
I can go back in, all the way when I was in college, my sophomore year, and then I had a coach come from Colorado. His name was John Embry. He still coaches me to this day. He's a tight end coach for Tampa Bay. He coached Tony Gonzalez, Daniel Graham, played in the league for like 6 years for the Rams. When he came to UCLA, he really took my game from being just cool to like going past the level of where I thought I could go.
And you're all about cool though, right?
Yeah. No, no question. He came in and didn't let me settle for what I thought was okay or what I thought was acceptable because I was better than everybody on the team. He literally said, look, I'm going to coach you harder than anybody else in this team. Don't compare yourself to nobody on this team because I feel like you're better.
So you were a first-round talent, obviously, who came out. And I remember I was covering the Colts, but the rep was pass-catching tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you turn yourself into, for a long time, maybe still one of the better run-blocking tight ends in the league. Not easy to do.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you are at the combine and they're like, well, we don't know if you're going to be the block full time. This is Coach Tice when he was here.
Okay.
And I remember meeting with the Jags at the combine and he like felt on my neck and he was like, man, you got to get in the weight room some more.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I know, I plan on it. And he was like, I don't know, you think you're going to be able to block at this level? Sure enough, end of my second year in 08, once Kyle, you know, bumped over so I was a starter. They were counting on me to block on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 and running right off my back. So, I use it as motivation, and it's helped me.
Back to social.
All right, Mercedes. Caleb wants to know, how fun was it playing with Maurice in college and in the NFL?
That's my dog.
Right.
Maurice is my family. He's, I don't know, man. I was so much fun. I think for him and I to come into the same situation at the same time, the Ricky Hazing thing that really bothers because that was my brother. He was with me, you know. So we always had each other's back. Our families are super close.
And you grew up together in the league in a lot of ways.
And, I mean, I remember when he first got here, I mean, running back kickoff returns and running back punts, doing his thing, and everybody was so surprised. I'm like, yo, I watch this every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is who he is, you know. And he always played with a chip on his shoulder. He was such a good leader. You know, and I always miss that.
We have one more for social.
Yep. All right. This one comes from Andrew. He wants to know, what do you see in the younger tight ends behind you, and how do you help make them better players?
Well, right now we have – yeah, they're all young compared to me, right?
Sure.
I think that they all have – they want to be really good, and they all look up to me for, you know, advice.
Sure.
I think whenever you can, like, leave your pride at the door – and understand that there are those that came before you, you already give yourself a chance to be better. And, you know, I take that, I don't take that for granted. And, you know, I'm really excited about the opportunity to help them get better. That's really it, really.
I get a lot of questions about the tight end. Because Julius left, big name, and you brought in Michael Rivera, who people don't know as well. There are questions about the room. Is it going to be as productive? Can it get it done in the passing game? What do you think of the room in that sense?
I think so. I think, you know, Mike is better than a lot of people even know. And I think that, you know, he's intelligent. He's smart. He works really hard. He'll pop you in the mouth, you know, on the line of scrimmage. Like, he's tough. And then you have Ben behind him, who's another guy who's more of a why, original type of tight end who's getting better every day. And you have Alex who's continuing to get better, a guy that, you know, didn't really have a shot, was on the practice squad, you know, came here last year, put on some weight, some muscle this year, so he's going to be good. Then you have Neil, and then you have the younger guy. I mean, we're going to push each other,
right?
And we're going to make each other better. I think the fact that Hackett, you know, really likes a tight end, mm-hmm. Works to our favor. And you know, last year as far as production in the tight end room, it wasn't amazing,
right?
So you know, we're not going to be worse than that,
right?
You know, and I'm looking forward to it, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Do you like what you see your role as this year?
I do. I think that, you know, obviously I'm going to do my blocking thing because that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's what I do. But I'm going to have an opportunity to go out there and catch some passes and run around and still, you know, kind of bring back that spark, mm-hmm. you know. And I feel that, and it's exciting, man. I'm just looking forward.
Now, when you first got here, Freddie T, Maurice, a run-oriented, successful offense, that's what it was all about. Sort of feels like you might be going back full circle with this approach with Leonard Fournette. Can this be the same sort of offense with this kid?
I think so. I think that who we have on this team right now, the makeup on our offense, mm-hmm. are, you know, just as good, if not better, than we had, you know, back, you know, when I was here the first 5 years. We had some really
big stuff.
Had some really good players, some good receivers. I think Freddie T, you know, should have been a Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice is really good. Those guys used to go back and forth and go at it.
Now, Maurice will tell you he should have been there, too.
No, Mojo is – Mojo, the biggest ego. He's the biggest he
was good, and if you don't believe him, just ask him, right?
For sure. But yeah, I think we have a shot to do some really big things. I don't really like making predictions
because
I don't want to pigeonhole – I just want to go out there and do it. I think we have, you know, the skill guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think our line is going to gel right when we have to gel and go out there and whoop some butt, man.
We've talked so much over the years about Blake, and you always talk about the quarterback when you're talking to a skill guy. In his corner from day one, you were. And you always used to tell me, look, this kid's got it. He's got the leadership. There's questions out there about him. What's your assessment right now?
Look, man, if you are fortunate enough to play in this league, mm-hmm. For a long time, you're going to have some bad years. It just is what it is. That's how it goes. You're not always going to be perfect. I think that the thing that Blake has going for him is that he wants to be great. And if he does bad, he's tough on himself, but he can wake up the next day knowing that he can get better that next day.
And that matters at that position.
Yeah, you got to have a short-term memory, man. You can't be out there scared and timid when you throw an interception. Just go. Just play your game, man, and we'll correct it later. And I think that he's embodied that whole, you know, that whole, you know, sense of mind. And, you know, right now, you know, he's working. He's getting better. We're going to throw when we go on our break after minicamp. Gotcha. We're going to throw in California, you know, and keep it going, man. We just sometimes you don't have control over everything, right? And all you can do is be your personal best. And I think that he really cares about it. He loves playing, and he's going to get better.
Mercedes, you're always a pro. I always enjoy talking to you, and I appreciate you doing this.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Sure.
That was Mercedes Lewis on Ozone Live on Facebook.